7 years ago, Bea Johnson and her husband decided to cut down on clutter and ensure a better world for their two boys by adopting a lifestyle that didn't create any waste. Zero. She says it quickly took on a life of its own.
One day we finished a jar of mustard, and I thought, you know, I don't want to buy a new jar of mustard. I wonder if you can make your own mustard. So I Googled it, and I found mustard recipe. So I made that jar of mustard, and then I started thinking, well, I wonder what else I can make. At one point, I was making my own bread, my own cheese, my own butter, my own soy milk.
Johnson doesn't do that anymore. The family has other, more practical ways to maintain a waste-free lifestyle. The results of that learning experience form the basis for her book, Zero Waste Home.
We haven't thrown away our trash in 3 years. We keep our waste right now because it's a good illustration. And also it tells us what it is that we still need to fight.
Today, the only trash from the Johnson household is kept in a small glass jar, which Bea takes out only to show visitors.
We generate about a quart-sized jar of waste per year.
In it are things like Band-Aids from recent vaccinations, electrical wire, and a Playmate's discarded bubble gum. How is this possible? The answer, Johnson says, is by following her five R's, always in order.
Refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle, rot.
The family has gotten used to refusing things like junk mail and free samples, responses that curtail the demand for these items. And Bea is a big believer in getting rid of stuff you don't need and aren't using.
People don't understand the link between decluttering and helping the environment. But every time we hold on to things, we keep them from other people. It is when we declutter and donate these things that we put them back on the market and we make these very valuable resources available to others.
To reduce, she has a shopping kit with glass jars and cloth bags to buy in bulk and reject disposable packaging.
When you buy a product that is packaged, 15% of the price covers the packaging. It means that back in the days when I was buying packaged products, I was sending 15% of my salary, really, to landfill.
For Johnson, recycling is a last resort. A worm bin in the backyard provides the rot, turning vegetable and fruit scraps, hair clippings, and even fingernail trimmings into compost. Her husband and two young boys are on board now, but Bea admits there were times when she went a little overboard, such as her short-lived experiment with using moss in place of toilet paper.
It just was not sustainable, the foraging of it. Then it turns dry and basically turns into a scouring pad.
It's all become a natural part of their daily lives now, Johnson says. But even in the very first year, they were amazed at the results.
We found that by living with less, we had much more time in our hands to do the things that we enjoy doing. More time to go on hikes, go to movies, go to restaurants, do things that we never did with our kids before.
Additional benefits include better health and a 40% savings in the household budget, which tends to quiet the people who think she's nuts.
Had I heard about a zero-waste family 7 years ago, I would have thought they were nuts. I mean, I gotta say, hands down, I would have thought they were crazy.
I'm Kelly Ryan for KRCB's North Bay.